Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever picked an apple that looked great on the outside, but once you bit into it, the results were different than the appearance? Have you ever purchased a watermelon that was very plump, and when you cut it, the inside was bright and red? You knew that it would be the sweetest one you've ever tasted, but you found out it wasn't as sweet as it presented. I'm sure that many times in life, you've been taken the advantage of by the appearance of a thing. It could have been a male or female you dated who presented well only to have a selfish interior. The world is all about the exterior looking great. There's a presentation of reality that doesn't exist when you take a closer look. Just think about how much money people spend on things that look like diamonds, that look like gold or platinum, but upon further inspection, you find that it's not. In Mark chapter 11, verses 12 and 14, it is written, "Now the next day, when he had come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response to Jesus said to it, 'Let no one eat from you ever again.' And his disciples heard it." In Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17 is written, "So they came to Jerusalem, then Jesus went into the temple and overturned the tables of money changers and seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, 'Isn't it not written that my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves?' In the case of the fig tree, it presented in appearance what it did not produce in reality. In the case of the temple, a place where worship should have been present, it had disappeared. Both the fig tree and the temple presented what they did not have upon further inspection. Consider yourself. Are you like either of these? When Jesus comes, will he find what he is looking for? If Jesus were to visit your house today, what would he find? If he were to show up at your job, what would he observe? If he were to take a closer look when you were alone, if he were to take a closer look when you are alone and no one is looking, what would he find upon closer inspection? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.